Midwife on the Orient Express, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. Kelsey Summers floated past St. Mark's Square, nestled in her ornately carved and gilded gondola, and thought of last night's Christmas-themed mass at St. Mark's Cathedral. When she closed her eyes, the lights and sounds seemed still to float in the air, and prickling goosebumps made her rub elbows and upper arms as she sighed happily and leaned further back in her red cushioned seat. Strings of Christmas fairy lights over the Bridge of Sighs had winked last night, and now, though extinguished, hundreds of strings of sleeping bulbs decorated the canals and bridges of Venice like spiderwebs as she made her way to the station. The station! She couldn't wait. Her suitcase lay on the bottom of the gondola, packed full of nativity scenes in glass, tiny gilt trees, and Murano glass Christmas ornaments for her friends. Another crumbling mansion on the Venice waterways had sun-catching crystal mangers and cherubic angels in its lower windows, and as she watched the last of them fade into the distance, her strapping gondolier ducked under the final bridge. Two men, in the gondolier's black hats with red ribbon, stood with their backs to the canal, in iconic stance, and behind her, a tunnel of crisscrossing bridges wove over the waterways. The end of 2 weeks of magic, starting with a cruise into Venice, the trip of a lifetime, and she'd done very well on her own. She'd made this long-time dream come true, and there was more to come. The bow of the long black boat kissed the wharf, and the gondolier swung Kelsey's bag up onto the narrow boardwalk the same way as he held the craft steady, with little effort and studied Venetian nonchalance. She'd chosen the strongest-looking gondolier for just that reason. She'd hoped he'd hop out and drag her bag up to solid ground even, but she feared that was not to be. Her not very sensible shoes touched the planks of the jetty, and she swayed for a minute, but she'd chosen her more formal attire for a reason, in honour of the coming journey. Heels would be worth it. She pulled her soft overnight bag higher up her shoulder, and when she turned, her tassel-hatted hero waved cheerfully as he pushed off, abandoning her and her suitcase where it stood, one wheel jammed in the rickety planking crack a dozen feet from solid ground. No gentlemanly assistance then. Right. Kelsey carefully dislodged the court wheel. Not a good time to snap off the saving grace of mobility on her bulging monstrosity of a bag, before dragging it up the boardwalk to the concrete. Ground as solid as she could get in Venice. Her lifelong travel dream was coming to an end. Modern-day women didn't need male help, Kelsey told herself, but the Stazione di Venezia and the Santa Lucia steps mocked her as she glanced down with a grimace and contemplated a step-by-step drag and pull of her bag, times 12, while wearing high heels. A passing Venetian gentleman flicked his nicotine-stained finger at the tiny alley that ran up the side of the building for those who didn't want to hump their belongings up the mountain to the station, and she smiled her thanks.